KJAN Sports.
And good morning. Welcome into our Saturday morning coaches show here on KJN as we get a chance to talk Atlantic sports here in the winter season. We'll be talking Atlantic girls and boys basketball and Atlantic Cam wrestling here for you this morning. We'll get started with girls hoops after this. This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Kingry Awning and Signs in Casey. For custom design residential and commercial awnings of all styles, available in aluminum, canvas, and vinyl awnings. Plus now doing custom sign work too. Call Scott Kingry of Kingry Awning and Signs at 1-800-746-2558. Stand up tall and proud for all our current service member veterans and those that sacrificed their lives so that we may be free. Stand up for truth, justice, and the American way, and set an example for future generations. God bless from Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland, 712-774-2215. Seed Pros North and Atlantic is your local Pioneer seed provider. Let John Becker and Dee Hansen help you with all of your seed needs. By your side to maximize yield from the word go. Give them a call at 712-254-3277. And welcome back in here to our Saturday morning coaches show. We're going to get started with girls basketball here this morning. And head coach Dan Vargason with us here. Coach, thanks for coming in and joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Good morning, Chris.
Well, last night you got the second half of the season started with the game against Denison Schleswig. Outcome didn't go your way, but I guess talk about how you thought the game played out for you.
Yeah, you know, we knew that we were up against a good competition with them. They're ranked 15th in the state. They're a very solid basketball team, got a lot of height, and have a very solid point guard. You know, last night, we wanted to put a game plan together where we just try to limit their scoring and see if we can be in it. And we were able to do that for a while. You know, we took the air out of the ball in the first quarter. It was 8-10 them. And the second quarter was 10-10 for a couple minutes, and then they broke it open to 10. And then as the game went, they were able to just keep pulling away. We couldn't knock down shots, but I thought our girls did a great job last night following our game plan and really trying to limit what they wanted to do.
Well, 52-27 was the final there in that one, and this is an opportunity, I guess, too, also to compare a little bit because it was a team that you did get to play to start the season, so you get a little bit of that comparison progress-wise. Do you feel like you did some things better this time around than the first game?
Absolutely. You know, last time we played them, we were down 25 points at half. You know, the game was pretty well in hand. They had taken it to us. We couldn't create much. Last night, we were able to take them out of what they wanted to do. We were able to frustrate Sarah Heilson just a little bit, and at 6 foot, that's tough to do, especially when my tallest player is 5'9". So we fronted the post and did a much better job fighting out in front. Alyssa Ginther did a fantastic job. She got subbed in on Heilson for a little bit, so I've got a 5'7 guard playing against her, and she did a fantastic job. Rebounding was improved, and I thought we did a much better job handling the ball. We limited ourselves to 13 turnovers, and our goal this season has been 14 per game, so that was good for us last night.
Well, and that's always something that's fun to watch in the game of basketball. When you do have those differences just physically, you know, you're going to have to go out there and do some different things and have to get good help and be able to collaboratively play good defense. And I guess it's a good challenge and something that you definitely learn from when you're up against that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was a great learning opportunity. And, you know, we got Taylor McCready in last night, and it was priceless. She got switched on to one of the six-footers. And, you know, she was sitting there front in the post, and they were trying to get it into her, and she did a good enough job that, you know, she kept her down on the block, and they had no room to throw her over the top. So that was great for a lot of kids. You know, and anytime you get a defense, someone like Alex Moore, you know, that's just going to make you better. You know, and we had a couple different girls that rotated onto her. We had Haley Rasmussen, defender, Kenzie Waters. And, you know, we were switching screens as well to try to limit you know, any dribble penetration. So, again, that was a big growth step for our younger players for sure.
Well, you had the little bit of a time here during the holiday break. It's always kind of that, you know, reset moment, I think, for a lot of basketball teams. Look back, see what we've done well here so far, what we need to work on. What were some of your emphasis points there during the break?
The biggest thing for us was defense. You know, we wanted to limit teams under 50 points a game this season, and we're allowing about 62 a game. So that was something that you know, we weren't happy with. So we spent a lot of our time focusing on defense, you know, just being a little bit tougher, fighting through screens. You know, we scrimmaged tri-center over break, and they took it to us on pick and roll. You know, and so we spent some time on that, worked on rebound and continuing to stay in good help side position, things like that. And I think that showed, you know. So we're going to continue to emphasize that moving forward, keep trying to bring that defensive average down. But then offensively, you know, we've got to start hitting shots. And, you know, we got some shots up, not as much as I'd liked, you know, with the focus being defense. But at the end of the day, if you run your sets well, you execute and you get fast break points, that should take care of itself.
Well, the nice thing is, too, when you come back from the holiday break, the schedule gets busy. So not much time to dwell on something. You move on and you're right back at it here against Harlan.
Yeah, you know, Harlan, they're a deceptive team. You know, they're 0-9, but they're staying in games. You know, they're in. It doesn't matter who they're playing against. It's been a game. You know, they had a rough night with St. Albert last night. They got an early foul trouble and that changed the game. But if they've got all their players on the court, they're going to go out and they're going to defend. They're going to play a full court and try to frustrate you and create turnovers. So, you know, it's going to be a battle tonight, and we're going to have to take care of the ball, and we're going to have to be able to make the shots that we've been struggling with lately.
Well, and a nice opportunity for folks to come out and support the girls as well. And not very often you always get those weekend opportunities where everybody maybe has a little bit more free time. So you'd love to see that support.
Yeah, you know, and it's going to be a cool opportunity to play over at the middle school tonight, you know, with the wrestling tournament here. So, you know, that'll be 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. So we'd love to have people over there. And that gym, you can hear everything. So it'd be great to have people there being a little bit loud and, you know, maybe – you know, messing with Harlan a little bit. But I do recall my first year here, actually, we had some issue going on, similar scheduling thing, and I went to a basketball game, and it was Atlantic girls versus Harlan in the middle school gym. So I know they've been there before and, you know, won't phase them one bit.
Yeah. Yeah, so a good opportunity. Yeah, it could be a good day of sports for folks here in town. They want to go see some wrestling and go see some basketball tonight. So, Coach, we appreciate coming in and talking about your squad, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right, that's Atlantic Head Girls Basketball Coach Dan Vargason. We'll come back and talk boys hoops after this.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Party Pooper Portable Potties. When planning an outdoor party or event, you don't want to leave your guests with no place to go. Contact Party Pooper Portable Potties at partypooperportapots.com. The Griswold American, your place to get all the Griswold school information, sports, academics, music, organizations, and more. They also offer personal and business printing of any size. Contact the Griswold American at 712-778-4337 for subscription and printing needs. And Rolling Hills Bank and Trust wants the banking to be convenient with mobile banking. You can receive text alerts and conduct your banking business all from your cell phone in the palm of your hand. Stop at any of their 10 locations to find out more.
And welcome back now here to our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJN. And now we'll switch over here to talk boys basketball as Atlantic head coach Jeff Ebling is in with us here this morning. Coach, thanks for coming in.
Hey, no problem, Chris.
Well, last night you got, just as we talked with Coach Vargas in there, the second half of the season gets rolling now here. You got an opportunity to go on the road and take on a good Denison Schleswig team. Close game for quite a while, but they were able to have a little bit of a run there to start the second half, it looks like, and then kind of inched away here as the game went down the stretch. Your thoughts on how the game played out?
I thought we played extremely well in the first half. They came out in a man-to-man defense, and Tyler Mullen got us off to a good start right away, and we hit a few shots, and I believe we were up 14-7 early in the first quarter. And they made an adjustment. They put a little pressure on us with their press, which didn't really bother us, but then they went to a 2-3 zone, and some of our outside shots just weren't falling early, and they have the 6'8 Baloo kid that's in the inside, so, you know, attacking inside, you know, you got to be smart when we were doing that, and we just, you know, they gradually got back into the game, and then we got in a little bit of early foul trouble in the first half, so we, even with all that, we still were up one at halftime, but I'll give Denison credit. The third quarter, they came out, and they really picked up the aggressiveness of their press, and they did a great job of attacking us on their offensive end, and, you know, we kind of got punched in the mouth there a little bit, and we did battle back. We got within 6, I believe, in the fourth quarter there, midway through, and we had to take some chances, and it ended up 14. But again, like I said, we were taking some chances there, trying to get, you know, create something, you know, and try to get a little bit closer. So, you know, they're a good ball club. They're 6-7-3, I think, now for a reason. I think they're 4-0 in the conference. And, you know, we get them again mid-February right before district play. So it'll be a, you know, good chance to see where we're at, you know, almost a month from now.
Yeah, and, you know, a team that had a lot of experience returning from last year, and I think one of those teams that kind of had their eye on maybe this would be one of their, you know, good seasons. So they're really playing some good basketball right
now.
And
a lot of those guys are only juniors on top of that. So, you know, they're going to be a handful here for the next couple of years, and they're just getting better and better. You know, the assistant coaches that were here the previous years, they've said, hey, these guys have really, you know, progressed quite, you know, pretty well. So they're coach doing a great job up there, and you know, we're just gonna have to keep competing because, you know, the time frame is very short here now today. So but you know, we played hard, we didn't give up, we were right there. You know, we just gotta make a few more plays when, you know, we need to, and you know, that just comes with experience.
Well, I ask you the same thing that I asked Coach Vargas in the holiday break, always a time to kind of look back and assess things and check out what you want to improve on. What'd you guys talk to the guys about during break?
Well, one of our biggest issues so far in the first half of the year of, you know, November and December was the defensive rebounding. There's a lot of times we were getting beat on the offensive glass way too much. And last night, Denison's a really good offensive rebounding team. They got a lot of guys that crash. And in the first half, we really did a great job of keeping them off the glass, and they only had one chance, and it was really frustrating them. You know, in the second half, it didn't really change. I mean, they were just hitting shots and getting to the rim more often than they did in the first half. And, you know, that was one major issue we wanted to make sure we took care of, I guess you can say. The other aspect, and I know, you know, some coaches are like, well, really? I mean, just closing out on the basketball. Sometimes we get ourselves out of position and things like that. So just the basic fundamentals of, you know, defensive play, rotating, you know, and challenging every shot. Those were the main focus for us throughout this winter break. And yeah, I think we got better. And, you know, we could see a glimpse of it last night. We just got to kind of piece it together here. And, you know, we got a lot of games left. So, you know, we got another chance, you know, today to go out and see if we can get a little bit better today, too.
Working on the rebounding, is that mostly just a product of guys not getting on somebody and boxing out or positioning? What would you talk about there?
We call it ball watching. Every time someone shoots, the tendency for most kids is to turn and look to see if they're making the shot, and trying to break that habit of, you know, making sure that you do get a body on someone. The one thing that we noticed in the first half of the season is guys would take shots, and the ones getting the offense rebounds seemed to always be the guy that was shooting the basketball, because we would turn and look to see what they made it or not. And it's just, you know, it's hard to break, you know, habits, and we took the time to do it. And last night we didn't watch as much, and you know, that really did frustrate Denison in that first half, and that, you know, gave us a chance to be in that game. And you know, we just got to eliminate that run in the third quarter, and who knows what that game's going to be like.
Mm-hmm. Well, the test certainly doesn't get any smaller here tonight. You go on the road to Harlan, always a tough place to play for Atlantic, a good history between the two teams. What are you expecting here from the Cyclones?
Well, I mean, Coach Osborne will have those guys ready. They've won their last two games. They beat Carroll Kemper by 29 right before break, and they won last night, I think, over St. Albert by 11. So, you know, they're going to be ready to go, and, you know, Coach Osborne is not afraid to throw out every kind of defense known to man at some point, you know, and, you know, that's what makes them good. You know, they have tradition, they have, you know, pride over there. And he's been there so long now. I think he just got to the fifth most wins, I think, in the state right now as a high school basketball coach, you know. So, you know, we got a lot of respect for him. We got a lot of respect for, you know, what they've done in the past. But we're going to have to go in there, play, you know, our kind of basketball, compete, because they're going to compete. Those guys play hard up there, and so do our guys. So it should be a fun game tonight, and hopefully we can go up there and play well and get a win.
Yeah, should be a really good contest. We'll have it here tonight on the radio, so folks can't make it up to support the boys here tonight. We have it available to you to listen in, but it should be a good atmosphere, and it's always fun to see when those two teams get together. And I think, you know, sometimes you get in those situations, and guys, you know, you try not to let them from game to game, you know, change their mindset or their attitude, but there's always, I think, that a little extra motivation in the back of their mind. They should be confident heading in tonight.
Well, yeah. I mean, the boys, I mean, they're human. You know, they knew who we were playing the night after Denison, and they know who we play after Harlan, I'm sure, too. So it's, you know, you try to focus on one game at a time, And, you know, they got their scouting report last night after the Denison game, so that way on the way home they could, you know, start looking through it. And we'll have a walkthrough about 11 o'clock this morning, try to save some legs. You know, they played last night too. We played last night. So both teams might have to readjust their rotations a little bit. And some guys that maybe don't see as many minutes might play a few more minutes here and there, just trying to get our main guys some a little extra rest when we can. And we'll just have to make sure we come out and start quick and really play hard and see what happens. So,
all right. Well, Coach, we appreciate you coming in here this morning to talk about your squad.
Hey, thanks, Chris.
All right. That's Atlantic Head Boys Basketball Coach Jeff Ebling. We'll come back and talk wrestling with Tim Duff after this. This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Plowman Earth Moving specializes in ag soil conservation work, terracing, waterways, ponds, tree removal, demolition, site grading, pipe work, basement digging, all bulldozing and excavating work. Call Plowman Earth Moving at 641-740-0438. Swanson Marine LLC in Harlan, providing fishing and pleasure boating, sales and service since 1956. They sell new and pre-owned boats and also work on motors. Give them a call weekdays 8 to 5 and on Saturdays 8 to noon at 712-755-5188. Main Street Market in Anita, stop by for groceries and more. They're proud to offer a fresh meat counter along with video rentals and lottery tickets. Enjoy small town shopping with big convenience at the Main Street Market in Anita, open 7 days a week.
And welcome back in now to our Saturday morning coaches show here on KJN as we get fired up for the second half of the winter sports season, and they've gotten back after it. We're now speaking with Atlantic Kim head wrestling coach Tim Duff. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me on. You know, we've had a nice break, and now we're back into action. We had two duels on Thursday night, wrestled up in Harlan, took on Dennis and Schleswig and Harlan, and they were a couple big duels for us, moved to 6-0 in the Hawkeye 10. That was probably the big step. Harlan was undefeated in Hawkeye 10 duels, and so, that was a good win for us. And, we know that it's given us a chance to be right there in the conversation or right there for the dual championship. So that's a great feeling to start the new year off with. And, we know that we're going to see Harlan again multiple times, and probably more importantly, we're going to see Harlan individually come sectionals. And so each of our individuals, at all 14 weights, they've got to look at their opponent and evaluate what they're doing well and how they can improve. And ultimately that's kind of how you're judged in wrestling is how you finish at the end of the year, how you perform at the sectionals, district, state tournament. Did you qualify for the state tournament as an individual? Were you a state place winner, state champ? And as a team, did you qualify for the state duels? And so, those are things I think our kids get and understand. We're happy with our start, but we know, the big stuff's all still in front of us.
Yeah, obviously when results are showing up like that, that you're winning duels, you're undefeated in dual action so far here this season, there's obviously things going right there. And you've got guys doing things at multiple, weight classes that are helping the team get the points you need to win those matchups. It's always going to be a little bit different every night depending on the teams you're facing. And obviously that means that across the board you're getting some production there. Do you feel like you've had a good team effort up to this point?
Yeah, I really do. I think that's probably the strength of our team is, I think our kids go out there and really compete hard for each other. In a duel, it's a little different than a tournament, where everybody weighs in and you're only wrestling the kids at that weight. In a duel, you have a little more strategy where you can move kids around and you've got to look for matchups and play some of the matchups and try to give your team the best chance to win. And I think we've got a lot of kids that are unselfish in that manner. They understand that some nights they might be taking on a kid that's a little bit tougher than them, and they've got to go out there and try to minimize the bonus points. And then there's other nights where we're asking them where they've got to go out there and really be aggressive and try to score bonus points. And I think our kids have really responded well, and it just kind of shows we've got a lot of mature kids that are really wrestling and trying to put the team in front of themselves. And so that's awesome to see, and that's why we're undefeated in duels.
Well, and a premier opportunity to see action on an individual level as you get to host the Roland Dyer here this weekend. Always a great opportunity to showcase Atlantic Cam Wrestling, and you get some great competition. I'm sure the guys are excited for it.
Yeah, you know, tournaments continue to get tougher, and this is the 40th year that is, you know, Atlantic's hosted, you know, and the Roland Dyer tournament to in honor of former Atlantic AD Roland Dyer, and so a great tournament. I think it's a good field this year. You know, we've added Grand Island from Nebraska. They were kind of a late addition. They were looking for a tournament and wanting to travel maybe over to the eastern side of Nebraska or into western Iowa, and so we were able to pick up Grand Island. I think that's a great addition. They've got some real outstanding kids and some a number of returning state qualifiers. I think, you know, when you start looking at weight classes, I think you're going to see some good kids down below. I said Grand Island has some really good kids. Bondurant's got some really good lightweight kids. Humboldt's in the field again. Coach Beeman always does a tremendous job, and they're super solid up and down their lineup. They've got a number of state qualifiers, kids that are in the rankings. You start looking at other teams. I see Coach McCarthy's doing an outstanding job there at Avoca. You know, they have a returning state champ, and Gabe Pauly at 182. And, you know, he's a kid that's, you know, just outstanding. And he's, you know, a tough competitor. And, you know, he'll be the favorite there at that 82 class. You know, at 106, I think there's two ranked wrestlers in the tournament. Anderson from Bondurant, Nelson from Humboldt. At 113, you have two ranked wrestlers, Little Guard from Bondurant, a returning place winner, and Graff from Sergeant Bluff, letting the freshman that's really turning some eyes. At 132, Jack Guckle, a sophomore from Sergeant Bluff, was a returning state runner-up, so he's real tough down there. 138, Chase McLaren's ranked fifth in the recent predicament rankings for us. For Atlantic Cam, and Teton Lundquist, the state place winner from Southwest Valley, a Corning ballistic combination there. He's been wrestling well. I think at 145, Frank Third, Joey Bussey from Humboldt. Again, another returning state place winner at 152, Easton Graff from Sergeant Bluff. Lutton, he's a returning fifth place winner last year. 160, Justin McCunn from Red Oak. If you've been paying attention, you know, Justin's had a great season place last year. He's ranked seventh. I think he's probably being undervalued in the rankings, you know, as far as what I can tell. And when I've watched him, he's just looked tremendous. 170, Carter Maines is ranked sixth, you know, in Class 2A there for Red Oak at 182. I already mentioned Gabe Pauly. He's the number one ranked 182-pounder in the state at 95. Thomas Bentley's ranked fourth for Red Oak at 220. There's, you know, three ranked wrestlers at 220, and you know, a couple more that have been in and out of the lineups or in and out of the rankings. You're looking at the Gales from Alta. He's been ranked second in the 1A rankings. Gavin Fisher from IHSTW, Kale Roller, Atlantic wrestler. He's been in and out of the rankings. Those guys are real tough. And 285, Justin Jones from Humboldt, undefeated heavyweight ranked third. Kanata from Avoca, he's had a tremendous season. Returning state qualifiers, ranked eighth. So, a lot of ranked kids in the weights. But beyond that, I think the top four kids at each weight, there are going to be some outstanding semifinals matches. You know, some kids with 20 wins already through the first half of the season, and we know that it's going to be an outstanding tournament. I think the semifinals will be some tremendous wrestling, and the finals. You know, I think there's just going to be some great finals matches. And so wrestling tomorrow at the Atlantic High School, the Roland Dyer tournament starts at 10 a.m. I would expect the semifinals to start around 2 and the finals to follow that, you know, approximately 3:30, 4 o'clock. And so should be some outstanding matches and some great, you know, wrestling going on tomorrow.
Yeah, I know you always get a lot of folks that come, obviously, just there to support the schools, but a lot of folks that are interested in good wrestling that are going to show up as well. So good opportunity to get out on a Saturday and great weather to be able to travel around and get out there and enjoy some great action. And you hope you have the great support that you always expect.
Yeah, you know, I want to thank our fans. I know we've had a a nice start to the season, but I think we've had a great turnout and great support from our Atlantic Camp fans and the parents and the administration. So our kids really appreciate that. I know the coaches really appreciate that, and thank everybody that helped run such a tremendous tournament. The Roland Dyer, the reason we're able to attract so many quality teams, good teams, I think it's because of the people that run the tournament and that we put on a quality production, and we want to see that continue. So I'm really thankful for everybody that helps at our home events and especially our home wrestling events. So should be a great day. I hope to see a lot of fans in the gym today, and go Trojans.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Atlantic Camhead wrestling coach Tim Duff, and we look forward to talking to him again next week. We'll be back in just a moment here on our Saturday Morning Coaches Show on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association: Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Casey, serving the community with quality care and concern during the times of need. That's Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic, Anita, Adair, and Audubon. FNB, with offices in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita. See them for consumer loans and agricultural loans, checking accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. FNB, for people who expect just a little more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Anita Engraving and Awards, LLC. Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medals. For awards worth winning since 1970, Anita Engraving and Awards, LLC in Anita. Call 712-762-3779.
And that'll do it for our coaches' show here this week. We want to thank Atlantic Head girls basketball coach Dan Vargason, Atlantic Head boys basketball coach Jeff Ebling, and also Atlantic Cam Head wrestling coach Tim Duff. And good luck to all those squads. They're all competing here today. The girls, once again, playing here at home. They'll be at the middle school tonight for that basketball contest against Harlan. And then the wrestling team was in action at the high school today, the Roland Dyer tournament. Lots of action going on there throughout the day today. Get out there and support all the wrestlers on the mat at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. And the Atlantic boys basketball team will be on the road to Harlan tonight. And we'll have that for you tonight here on the radio, 7:15 pregame. 7:30 is tip time. We'll look forward to talking to all those coaches here coming up again next week, and we'll be catching up here in the next coming weeks as well with Atlantic Head swimming coach Dean Junker to talk about boys swimming. So look forward to that each weekend at 8:30 on the morning here on Saturdays here on the station where your friends are. That'll do it for our coaches show here this week on KJAN.